Today's Bible verse is Hebrews 12:28. Since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. Hebrews is written to a Jewish audience. The great cloud of witnesses would be all the faithful who have gone before us. We are to fix our eyes on Jesus and not grow weary or lose heart. Starting in verse 4, we see that God wants us to grow. He gives us hardships to build our faith and help us become the people He created us to be. Just as our parents guided us towards becoming an honorable person, God guides us to become righteous, peaceful, and faith-filled. He reminds us to live out that peace with everyone and to be holy. It is how we are to act, not as righteous snobs, but as loving disciples that brings people to know Him. We must live above the standards of this world and not get caught up in its trappings. In verse 18, we talk about mountains. One mountain is so holy it's not to be touched. The other mountain is a mountain of joy. It is for the church whose names are written in heaven. It is a place for those who have trusted Jesus as their true Savior of all mankind. We are to trust Him with everything. He is a consuming fire that fills us up and purifies us. His fire reaches to every part of us, and if we accept that fire, that cleansing, we are made a heavenly home. How great is it that we have God's Word to guide us and fill us up? His Holy Spirit dwells inside of us so that we can grow and impact the world around us. God has filled us with such joy that we can't help but tell others about what He has done for us. In your business, ask yourself how much of God's joy is in what you do. God sent Jesus here so that we may live here on life different from what the world thinks is right. We are to live holy, and our life is to become a light to others who are lost in their darkness. Is your business bringing life, or are you just doing enough to get by? Is God the leader of your business, or are you just doing what you have always done? Look to God anew for your business. Take a deep breath of God into your life. Lay down your business at the foot of the mountain, and let God's consuming fire show you what is important. Therefore, since you are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. Hebrews 12:28. Thanks for listening to Christian Business Revolution Bible Study. Go and be blessed and be a blessing.